Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root will join us in just about 55 minutes from right now. Wayne Allen Root, War Now. We'll talk about impeachment. We'll talk about a whole bunch of stuff. Matt Bellis will be joining us a little bit later on from Liberty HealthShare, talking about the options you still have, even though you missed open enrollment relative to Obamacare. We still have options for you. As you know, Elizabeth Warren has been in the news. Her dust up with Bernie Sanders, the handshake that didn't happen after the debate. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Elizabeth Warren, that Elizabeth Warren, won, let's see, she's like 0.8% Cherokee, I think. But there is a serious side to this. There are a lot of people that believe that Elizabeth Warren and her policies would be bad for America, would be bad for the middle class. David Bahnsen is the author of Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. David Bahnsen joins us from New York City. He is the chief investment officer and managing partner at the Bahnsen Group in New York City. And he joins us. David, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us here in Nevada.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you.
Tell me about the book, and why do you believe that Elizabeth Warren would be bad for America, that her presidency would destroy the middle class and the American dream. Explain just in the short strokes why you believe that.
Well, I am dividing it up into two categories. The easier one is policy driven, right? It's economic damage. It's the kind of obvious things that maybe not everyone agrees on, but it's obviously well articulated that when you destroy jobs, you're going to hurt the middle class, that when you put greater taxes on wealth producing activities, that you're going to have a bad effect. And people can debate what the real impact is around some of those certain policies. I try to go through each one very rationally and very sober-mindedly to explain where her ideas in energy, in the environment, in education, in healthcare, in the way she treats the financial sector, across the board, they're damaging policies that hurt the people she claims she's trying to help. But the second category is the one that I'm even more passionate about, the one that really drove me to write the book, and that you will see in my conclusion, I want to kind of unpack deeper. And this is what I think is the existential threat to the middle class. That is her narrative, her ideology, her worldview that says all of you are just stuck. There's nothing you can do to make a success out of your life, to live a good life, because there are powerful people out there that are hurting you, banks and insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies and millionaires and billionaires, and therefore you are just doomed to a life of despair. It is the single most anti-American, non-aspirational message that I could ever imagine that has now gotten mainstream appeal, starting with Bernie Sanders' campaign in 2016 and the two of them put together now here this time around. The problem is it's always been sort of fringe. We saw what happened to McGovern in the early 70s. The leftism has always been, of course, by definition, more progressive than the conservative worldview that I hold dear, but it has never been this extreme, never been this opposed to the aspirational society. And so I believe that while totalitarian and militaristic Marxism in the 20th century lost, I think that cultural Marxism right now is alive and well. That's what Elizabeth Warren, that's what her threat is to the middle class.
Again, David Bahnsen joining us, the author of Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. I'm just curious because I keep looking down the road. I always think of cause and effect and all these different things. For instance, the wealth tax that Elizabeth Warren has talked about. Why would anybody want to risk their own fortune on a business or on a concept if they know that half their money is going to be taken away by the government at the end of the day? I mean, nobody's going to risk anything, will they?
Well, I think that you have high marginal income tax rates, high marginal investment tax rates, and then you could add annual wealth tax rates and at your death estate tax rates that all serve as disincentives to wealth creation. Their argument back would be, no, people are still, if they can't make $2 billion, they're still going to be very happy to have made $1 billion or other such nonsense. So it's a flawed argument economically, but the class warfare and, frankly, the covetousness and envy of people is so severe that I don't think we can win the argument by pointing out, that 500 million is less than a billion and things like that. They're going to have a more emotional appeal there. What I do in the book is argue that the tax is first and foremost, it's completely unconstitutional. It has no chance of getting through the Supreme Court where it would inevitably be headed. But secondly, it's totally impractical. How do you forget the incentives? How do you tax the wealth of a family that owns a chain of grocery stores? How do you value these stores year by year? And do they get money back when the value fluctuates around? Are you creating incentives for people to hide their money in harder to value assets? And by the way, why did the most socialist countries on earth get rid of it when they found out it didn't work? It didn't collect the taxes they thought it would. Why are we always being told that Sweden and Denmark are the standards in Scandinavia we're supposed to appeal to and aspire to here in the U.S.? And yet they got rid of this tax as a total failure. France got rid of this. So the wealth tax is just one of many really flawed ideas in her policy portfolio.
David, I want to ask you, because I've talked to some millennials, and they honestly believe this stuff, this Elizabeth Warren wealth tax, that the money that you make for your clients at the Bahnsen Group is somehow ill-gotten gains, that there's something unsavory, that you beat the system, so to speak. And my question is that really true? And how do we convince people like that what you do is not ill-gotten gains, but it's investment?
Well, I agree that there is too much misunderstanding out there, particularly with a lot of millennials, around the basics of economics. And I think that morally, so much of it is rooted in covetousness and envy, and that we as American people are better than that. That's what I mean about the destruction of middle class. If we get to a point where all we have is resentment for successful people and we play into the grievance society as opposed to aspirational one, we will destroy America. However, what we have to do as those of us who believe in a movement of free enterprise and the dignity, the human dignity that comes from earned success and achievement, is do a better job defining it. It's one of the reasons I try not to use the word capitalism. I am a capitalist. I know what it means. I get it. But it's actually a Marxian word because it's trying to pit capital versus labor as if the two are really engaged in an existential struggle. They're not. I believe in free enterprise. I believe in the free and virtuous society. But I think young people need a chance to understand that you are, my clients do not earn their wealth by taking from someone else. Wealth is not a zero-sum game. They need to understand the basic economic principle of adding to the wealth pie, not just simply reshuffling the size of the slices within the pie, and growing overall wealth through productive and dignifying behaviors. To me, it's not only at the very heart of my own Christian faith, it is at the heart of the American entrepreneurial vision, and one that, that Warren and Sanders are undermining on a daily basis.
Again, David Bahnsen joining us, the author of Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. I want to ask you, because in recent days we have seen economic news that tells us that the biggest gains in wage growth in America, and this is from the government, is at the bottom end of the spectrum, not the wealthiest 1%. They have growth, but not the kind of growth that we're having at the bottom. Is that going to change people's mind at all?
You know, in an interesting way, this actually cuts both ways. That you, the Democrats are not going to have success making people feel that they're not doing well economically based on data. And I don't think we're going to have success with economic metrics if, in fact, people felt that they weren't doing better. The reason why I think it's going to be a great point for Trump's campaign is not because of the percentage of growth and where that distribution of income benefit has been, although you're 100% right that it is the bottom deciles that have seen the greatest percentage of income growth in his administration. But those things, once you start saying a number and stats, I think ultimately voters know if they feel that they're in a better position than they were before or not. They don't have to read the data. And it will be very difficult for most people to argue that from the vantage point of wages, job opportunities, economic growth at large, the value of the retirement accounts and college savings accounts, I don't think very many people are going to say, oh, wow, these Trumpian policies have really hurt me economically. And over the years, when they have tried to say, look, you have very wealthy people doing better, but the minority groups are doing worse, they've played into an identity politics there. In this case, we see the largest wage growth coming in African-American and brown communities. I'm skeptical that that's going to be a great argument for them. I think that what we have seen, again, it's not enough. We need more, but we have seen a step in the right direction from the deregulation and tax reform of the Trump administration.
I know that one of the things you cover in your book, and that is the energy innovations that we've had here in America. Can you, just in our final couple of minutes, how does that play into this whole thing? The banning of fracking and different things like that. How does that work into this?
Yeah, it's absolutely vital issue. First of all, I would just say, I sure hope it wasn't one of her political consultants that came up with the idea of winning Western Pennsylvania by threatening to put half of them out of work. A first day executive order banning fracking is not only a grotesque violation of her constitutional authority, it is not only environmentally ridiculous, it is not only from a foreign policy standpoint, real collusion with Russia, you see what I did there, but it is economically, it is economically insane. Because you have created, you had negative job growth under the Obama administration if you strip out the jobs that were created by the American energy renaissance. So to take away those blue-collar jobs, those middle-class jobs, construction, industrial, very productive jobs that have either directly or indirectly come out of this entirely new growth industry that is our American energy sector, I think is completely unfathomable, not just economically, but even politically.
Hey, David, in our final 30 seconds, how can people find the book? This is a book people need to see because it involves Elizabeth Warren and how her presidency would destroy the middle class and the American dream. How can people find the book?
Obviously, the Amazon.coms and BarnesandNoble.coms of the world are alive and well, ready to ship you the book, available at your local bookstores as well for those who still like walking into the brick and mortar. But the book is all over the place, and we have audio version and Kindle version as well, and really excited to try to get this message out. Regardless of what happens to her candidacy, to me, the book is meant to be a policy presentation about how we can do better as a society and how we can protect our God-given dignity as economic actors in a free society.
And by the way, it's BAHNSEN. David Bahnsen is the author of this fine book. David, thank you so much. Fun to visit with you. Hopefully we'll get a chance to do it again.
I would love to. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
That's David Bahnsen, the author of Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. Some really thought-provoking stuff in this book. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. employees. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email nevadatalknet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
If you have my friends, then you have my ride. I gotta be a man. I can't let it slide. I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man.
It's so good to have you with us. Lev Parnas. Ukrainian-born, now a U.S. citizen, under indictment. He is going to be probably a part of the impeachment trial. He was on with Rachel Maddow. In fact, he made the rounds of cable news last night, trying to implicate the president in this Ukraine controversy. Listen to this.
What do you think is the main inaccuracy or the main lie that's being told that you feel like you can correct?
That the president didn't know what was going on. President Trump knew exactly what was going on. He was aware of all of my movements. I wouldn't do anything without the consent of Rudy Giuliani or the president.
In terms of the president and what he has said about you, he said about you and Mr. Fruman, Igor Fruman, I don't know those gentlemen. I don't know about them. I don't know what they do. You're saying that was not a true statement from the president.
He lied.
Well, this is all hearsay. Again, another witness that's talked to people, but has not talked to the president of the United States. You know, this is not first person testimony. When we come back, the person that I think is going to be the linchpin for everything impeachment. He is being sworn in by the United States Senate today. He is John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll talk about that because he's going to be the one making judgments. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Taco Time's awesome sauce burrito is just $1.99. It's totally sawsome.
See what I did there?
Made with real food, real fast. We load it with seasoned ground beef, refried beans, rich and creamy cheese sauce, and our world-famous Mexi fries. Time to customize. Pick your sauce, boss. Choose original, green, or blazing five alarm. Whatever your style, grab your awesome sauce burrito and go the extra mile for just $1.99. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now accused of threatening to withhold all aid from Ukraine, not only by indicted Rudy Giuliani associate Lev Parnas, but also by a government watchdog agency, which released the report this morning. Here's U.S. House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi on that.
The Teddy, the Government Accounting Office, confirmed that the president's actions at the center of our impeachment articles, withholding congressionally approved military aid from Ukraine, was illegal. And these are their words. These are the words of the GAO.
The impeachment trial will officially start later today as House members read the two articles of impeachment aloud before the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. All 100 senators will then be sworn in. The actual trial will begin on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Hey, everybody. Gather around. I'm here to give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
The government can.
Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. Lev Parnas. You didn't know his name. He is a known associate of Rudy Giuliani, and he is now trying to cash in on his 15 minutes of fame before he goes to jail. He's under indictment, federal indictment. But now he's making the run of the cable news shows. He was on with Anderson Cooper last night. He was also on with Rachel Maddow, and he was last night trying to implicate not just the president, but the Attorney General Bill Barr in this Ukraine mess. Let's go to cut six. This was Lev Parnas last night. Is this the one that might ultimately bring the president down? I don't think so. But here it is, Lev Parnas with Rachel Maddow.
Did you ever meet with or speak with or have any interactions with Attorney General William Barr?
I personally did not speak to him, but I was involved in lots of conversations that Joe DiGenova had with him in front of me, Rudy had with him in front of me, and setting up meetings with Dimitri Firtash's team. I was involved in that.
Do you know if Mr. Giuliani was ever in contact with Mr. Barr specifically about the fact that he was trying to get Ukraine to announce these investigations into Joe Biden?
Oh, absolutely.
Mr. Barr knew about that.
Mr. Barr had to have known everything. I mean, it's impossible.
Did Rudy Giuliani tell you he'd spoken to the Attorney General specifically about Ukraine?
Not only Rudy Giuliani. I mean, Victoria and Joe, they were all best friends. I mean, Attorney General Barr was basically on the team.
When President Trump and President Zelensky spoke in July, we know from the White House notes of the call that President Trump told Mr. Zelensky that he should contact William Barr about these investigations
Correct.
That he wanted him to do, including into Joe Biden.
Correct.
That struck a lot of people as strange. Attorney General Barr was purportedly upset and didn't know why he would have been mentioned in this context, but it sounds like it makes sense to you that...
Absolutely. Because we knew about the Durham investigation, and that was going to be part of, I mean, that the Attorney General Barr wanted to get to the bottom of the Biden stuff and everything like that. I think he might have got upset that Trump talked about the president, ousted him, maybe, that he didn't want to be in the public light like he was doing it, but it was known internally that he was investigating the investigators.
Do you know if Attorney General William Barr ever spoke with any Ukrainian officials?
I don't recall at this moment. I'd have to look at my text messages and see.
This guy does not sound like a reliable witness. I'll just put it that way. Nancy Pelosi held a regular Thursday news conference today in the swamp. We've got some clips from that. We will let you hear because she does talk about the impeachment and the process, so to speak. This was Nancy Pelosi just about an hour ago in the Capitol talking about impeachment.
How are you? As I've said over and over again, every day that we're involved in this impeachment is a sad day for America, and yesterday was one when we were given no choice but to send to the Senate two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump, the President of the United States. The President necessitated this by his abuse of power and his obstruction of Congress and his actions, which undermined our national security, violated his oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution, and jeopardized the integrity of our elections. Every day, new incriminating information comes forward. You're well aware of the hearing last night. I think that only speaks very clearly to the need for the Senate to enter the documentation into their discussion. Today, and this is at the day, the Government Accounting Office confirmed that the president's actions at the center of our impeachment articles, withholding congressionally approved military aid from Ukraine, was illegal. And these are their words. These are the words of the GAO. Faithful execution of the law does not permit the president to substitute his own policy priorities for those that Congress has enacted into law. The Office of Management and Budget withheld funds for a policy reason which is not permitted under the Empowerment Control Act. The withholding was not a programmatic delay. Therefore, we conclude that OMB violated the Empowerment Act. The OMB, the White House, the administration broke the law. They say, we conclude that they violated the Empowerment Control Act. This reinforces, again, the need for documents and eyewitnesses in the Senate. When I was in grade school, there was a sign on the wall in one of the corridors. It said, "What a tangled web we weave when we first practice to deceive." You see this more and more and more. In all of this, this tangled web to deceive that the administration is engaged in. Also on appropriations matters, I'm very sad about what has happened in Puerto Rico. We pray for the families who have lost loved ones and injury to others. The appropriation, it's unacceptable that the administration illegally withheld for over a year the federal assistance that Congress appropriated and that Puerto Rico needs. We're concerned that the administration may be looking for excuses to create unnecessary obstacles to the timely flow of assistance based on reports of new restrictions on the aid. We hope that it can be interpreted more loosely, but we're concerned. We hope that the president will soon sign a major, major disaster declaration for Earthquake Recovery. He has signed an emergency one, but he needs the major disaster. Our fellow Americans in Puerto Rico, American citizens all, need assistance now. That's why today the House will release the text of a bill to provide supplemental assistance for earthquake relief to be taken up soon. Again, we pray for the families of the two Americans who died in the disaster-related tragedies, but we're concerned about those who are affected physically and also traumatically by the earthquake and by the uncertainty that we are not there for them. As you know, in the election, Democrats ran on a platform of for the people. For the people, we would lower the cost of health care by lowering the cost of prescription drugs. We would increase lower health care costs, bigger paychecks, by building the infrastructure of America in a green, resilient way, and that we would have cleaner government. We passed H.R. 1 to do that. In terms of lower health care costs, right before Christmas, we passed H.R. 3 to lower the cost of prescription drugs. It's been widely and popularly received throughout the country. We're very proud of it. It's just, again, another bill sitting on the desk of the Grim Reaper on the Senate side. 400 bills have we passed, 275 of them bipartisan, sitting on the leader's desk. One of them is about gun violence, and that's passing that bill and having it signed into law would save lives. But that's just one of many. But in
There you have it, Nancy Pelosi. We're going to get the Republican response coming up in just a couple of minutes. We're going to take a quick break. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. And by the way, I don't think anybody gives a rat's you-know-what about what's going on in D.C. When you talk to people that you work with, is the first thing out of their mouth, hey, what do you think of the impeachment? Wow. I get a sense that people are, shall we say, underwhelmed by this whole impeachment fiasco. We'll talk about that and more coming up live and loco now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables schools, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, a mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido, yeah.
Well, they're continuing the impeachment thing in the U.S. Senate. In fact, the swearing in of the Chief Justice, John Roberts, will begin at 11 o'clock Pacific time. So we'll keep you posted on that. You'll be hearing a lot on the hourly news over the next few hours about that. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. It's mom and dad and all the kids. Just call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Okay. You heard from Nancy Pelosi, her weekly news conference. Kevin McCarthy is the minority leader in the House, and he gets his say. He stepped to the podium just a little bit ago. We want to bring you some of Kevin McCarthy. He is the House minority leader.
Where is Chad? I want to congratulate him on his new job or his promotion. Huh? Well, tell him we congratulate him on the promotion. To him, he gets promoted and he stops coming. What's up with that? Where's the love? I just don't see it. I don't see it. It's sad. All right, today we had a conference, and Republicans in the House and across the country received some very good news from our conference chair this morning with Liz Cheney, announcing that she will remain on our leadership team and remain in the House. She is a fighter, and she is a powerful voice for conservatives, and is the type of person we need to help us lead the charge to win back the majority. Liz, I speak on behalf of our members when I say thank you for your commitment to the Republican Party and to the vision that will truly help propel Americans across the country for a better future. What you need to read into it is there a real chance that we're going to win the majority. The idea that our conference chair had an opportunity to go to the Senate, and she chose to stay here to help us win the majority. I thank her for that. Now let me shift to what we saw yesterday in this chamber. A taxpayer-funded campaign stunt for the Democrats. They took Americans' hard-earned dollars and funneled them into years of worthless or baseless investigation meant to discredit this president. And after 3 years with zero facts to back up their accusations, Democrats rammed impeachment down the throats of the American people. If this was real, if this was really as serious as they claimed this would be, yesterday was no cause for celebration. But in that case, Democrats did what you would expect in a campaign event. Posed for pictures, smiled, handed out gifts to one another, and Speaker Pelosi even fist-pumped on the House floor during what should have been a serious debate. And I'm sure most of you got a pin as well. Their behavior is disgusting and appalling. Every person in this country should be enraged at the fraud, the waste, and abuse they have seen from Democrats in this majority. Millions of dollars spent, countless hours lost on their unrelenting hatred towards this president. It is not enough that Speaker Pelosi and her colleagues have been determined to embarrass the president in our own country. But there is a worse trend that has taken on. Whenever the president is helping to strengthen our country on the international stage, Democrats are trying to bring him down on Capitol Hill. Let me point that out to you. September 24th, the president was at the United Nations General Assembly. Speaker Pelosi had her press conference to announce impeachment. December 4th, the president was at the NATO leaders' meeting. Democrats hold a hearing with law professors. And yesterday, as the president was on Pennsylvania Avenue signing phase one of a trade deal with China, Speaker Pelosi, after needless waiting for a month, decides that it is a day she'll send articles of impeachment to the Senate. Their sabotage has failed. Their juvenile behavior has only succeeded in showing the American people the sharp contrast between this failed majority and what real leadership looks like. It was a progress on the China trade deal yesterday, and today the Senate is expected to pass the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. Promises made, promises kept. Most people did not think this president could accomplish this. He did something others could not. He first promised the American public he would do it, and he carried it out. He carried it out at the same time that this majority spent their entire time trying to investigate him. He never let that get him down. I'll guarantee you this. When we are back in the majority, we will take our responsibilities seriously, and we will stay committed to helping you, the American people. Open for questions. Yes, ma'am.
Republicans have maintained that the president and the White House has done nothing wrong. There was no crimes committed, no laws broken. The GAO just came out with a report this morning saying the White House did break laws in freezing the aid to Ukraine. So do you still maintain that this was a sham investigation, that there was nothing wrong, and Democrats had no right to even look into this?
100% yes. OMB's response was that they disagreed with the GAO's opinion. OMB uses it apportionally authority to ensure taxpayer dollars are properly spent. These are taxpayer dollars going to another country that people believe there was corruption with the new administration. I think it was the rightful thing to do. Yes.
Yesterday, Lev Parnas, Rudy Giuliani's associate, said that President Trump was fully aware of the efforts on his behalf to dig up damaging information. And I'm wondering if this changes your view in any way, or if you have any reaction to the fact that he has said not only was Mr. Trump aware, but the Attorney General was read in, that Mike Pence was involved, everybody was involved.
Not at all. This man lacks all credibility. This is the same pattern that I've seen before with Cohen, with Aviati. The media tries to build something into it. Just to show that he went on and the nature of what he spoke, this is the same man that said Devin Nunes was in Vienna when he was not. So he doesn't have any credibility. Yes, ma'am.
Does it put the Parnas' allegations, though, put any pressure on the, to have more witnesses come forward and be part of the Senate trial to determine whether or not they're telling the truth about these things and to put those things to the Senate jurors?
Not at all. You have the transcript of the phone call. That's all you need. You have the phone call. That's what they're based their impeachment on. Even though their managers had decided on impeachment, you have Hakim, who voted for it 2 years almost to this date, a year before the phone call even took place. You have Adam Schiff, who met with the whistleblower but lied, said he had proof beyond circumstantial. We found that was not to be true. So no, you don't need anything more. They made their case for impeachment. The Senate role now is to judge it. And that's what they'll go through. Yes,
ma'am. There you have it. Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, countering the comments of Nancy Pelosi just a little bit ago in our nation's capital. This thing, the good thing is it's going to be over in a couple of weeks. But the question is the investigation going to be over? The word is that Democrats are going to keep investigating and keep investigating, even if they lose in the Senate trial. Even if they lose in the Senate trial, that they will. Yeah, it's just bizarre what's going on. Coming up, top of the hour. Very excited. Wayne Allen Root in his column this week in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He challenges Barack Hussein Obama not to a debate, but to a simple interview. And he draws a comparison between what's going on in Washington right now and the Houston Astros. Suspensions, firings, cheating, you name it, they got it. Really a great column. And one that I recommend to you, it's in today's Las Vegas Review Journal, and he begins the column with the Houston Astros, finishes it with a challenge to the former president. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is live and local now.